God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Now, if you didn't get a word from what was said this morning, I don't know how you're going to get a word. Amen. And because I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the time, and I want to thank Minister Wes Morgan for sharing with us. Oh, I'm not going to preach today, y'all. I'm looking at the time. I was going to talk this morning about victory. Let me read the scripture from which I was going to preach from. You don't have to stand. I'm going to ask them to put it on the marquee. 1 Corinthians. I just want you to listen at these words.
Amen.
Chapter 15. Then we're going to move into our communion service. Paul writes these words to the church at Corinth. 15th chapter. Oh, you've heard them before. And I'll be reading from the King James rendition. He said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting of of death is sin. And the strength, praise God, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the world, in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Right before we take communion, I want us to think about the victory that Jesus Christ gave us by not only coming to this earth, but by going out on a hill called Calvary. Where he suffered and where he died. He did that so that you and I, so that we could live. And because he died, just like Wes Morgan said, because he died, don't y'all know that we could live?
Amen.
Don't y'all know that because he died, and if we have faith in him, we're going to live forever. That's what the word says. So before we have communion, I'd like to have an altar call. Oh, I got to have this. I would like for someone, I know we got a lot of Eli's here today. If you're not an Eli, you are a derivative from that family. I want somebody to stand for Blake Eli family. See, my wife has made it. I'd like to have my wife to stand for her family. I would like for someone to stand for Sister Marge Dexter. I'd like for someone to stand for Brother Stuart Goins. And if you feel like coming and standing for yourself, I'm going to ask that you would come. I know you all have looked around and you don't see Sister Sadie Phillips or Brother Gary Phillips. I want somebody to stand proxy for Deacon Gary Phillips. I saw his brother in the back. Things could change so fast. Things could change so fast in our life. We can be up 1 minute, and we could be down the next. But thanks be to God, who give us the victory. Somebody, give me some volume on this mic. Somebody commented because y'all see me sit down sometime now. And sometimes, you know, we don't like to tell folk what's going on with us. But I always tell people, man, I'm gonna tell folk what's going on because I know the power of prayer. And you know something, I've been around here long enough now to know that I got some prayer warriors in here. I've been around here long enough now to know that I know we have some people who can get through. I'm looking at this visitor here today. He had to have some praying parents. That drug addiction of cocaine is nothing to play with. And there were some prayers that went up for you day and night. That's why I always tell people, don't you look at how a person's life start out. But you look at how that life ends. And if there's any message that I need to give to us today, stop talking about how people's lives start out. Stop talking about how people's lives start out. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Because every time I think about my life, and I think about where God brought me from, y'all just don't know. Oh, y'all see these tears, but these are tears of joy. I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But you want to know something? Well, I always tell mothers, don't stop praying for those children. And don't be afraid of your children listening that you pray. Don't try to be silent. I used to hear my mama walk through the house, sometimes on her knees. And she would say, Lord, take care of my children. Oh, Lord. I'm 75 years old now, and that has stuck with me. For a little bitty boy. And I asked the Lord, why wouldn't my mama be praying that kind of prayer? Man, we had no father around. There were seven of us. No daddy. My mama had a good job. Working. Providing for us. Why would she pray a prayer? Lord, take care of her children. She was doing a pretty good job. But what I didn't know as a youngster, I didn't know my mama was going to be taken away from me at a young age. And then it came crystal clear to me what she meant by, Lord, take care of my children. And you want to know something? God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. So we